Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior is choosing the life God originally created you to live.
Think of that.
It is choosing Zoe life, the superabundant life of God. 1 John 5:12, King James Version. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
Wow.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for life, G22:22, Zoe, it means life of the absolute fullness of life, both essential and ethical, which belongs to God. Life real and genuine, a life active and vigorous, devoted to God, blessed in the portion, even in this world, of those who put their trust in Christ, but after the resurrection, to be consummated by new ascensions, among them a more perfect body, and to last forever.
Wow.
Listen. When we accept Jesus as the Lord of our lives, we receive and should embrace the Zoe kind of life. That's Z-O-E, by the way, with a couple little cute marks on top.
There you go.
Some people, however, accept confusion, doubt, worry, lack, and sorrow, and fear, and death, because no one ever told them they could choose otherwise. Deuteronomy 30:19, New Living Translation. Today I've given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. I love that verse.
That's a lot of wow stuff today.
Yes, it is. God tells us to choose life, to choose Jesus, and to serve him, to believe his word and his promises. He tells us to choose a life of blessing. The other choice is death, or life under the curse. God has set before us this choice for each of us.
Wow. You know, frankly, honey, this is a choice that we make every day. We have to choose to live Zoe, the God kind of life. Jesus Christ has already delivered all who will choose him from the curse of the law, because the spirit of life in Christ sets you free. In Galatians 3:13, Classic Amplified says, Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, the doom of the law, and its condemnation, by himself becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scripture, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, is crucified. When we accepted Christ, we chose the life God desired for us to have. And unless we accept Jesus and his word, then we have to settle for whatever life dishes out. Life can deliver some really nice things. It could also bring out some really unpleasant things, but its packages are never consistent. If you've accepted Jesus as Savior, however, when a package of death, sickness, or loss arrives on your doorstep, you no longer have to receive it the way it was delivered. With Jesus, the option is ours, since greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, as it says in 1 John 4:4. Without the Lord, though, without Jesus, you are powerless to refuse. In Romans 12:2, it teaches and tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When life delivers something to us that does not line up with the word of God, we don't have to accept it either. That's why it's essential that we need to guard what we receive in our mental hard drive, my husband likes to say. It's the space between our ears that's the battleground on the earth.
That's it.
If it doesn't line up with God's thoughts, ideas, commandments, it's our responsibility to purposely cast it down so it's not detrimental to our Christian growth. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, this is the address that we need to know. 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And actually, 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to this casting down of imaginations. The Classic Amplified Bible translation of that last verse says, we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One.
Honey, it's important, I think, for everybody to notice that this verse says, we lead.
That's right.
We lead. You and I determine the thoughts that we're willing to receive on a moment-by-moment basis, and also what we do with them. We must purpose to only receive the right kind of thoughts. Be not afraid, but be vigilant. Once again, we choose to move in the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It's a choice we make. Many people are looking for a way to change lack into abundance. But they're looking to horoscopes, psychics, mediums, occult religions, and even witchcraft.
And even the lottery.
That's it. These are not God's way, because they do not line up with the Word of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's in John 14:6. He is the one who turns water into wine, turns sickness into health, turns fear into faith, and who turns lack into abundance. When we can see a way, see, let me say it this way. When we can't see a way, Jesus will make a way. Hallelujah. Mm. If there's something you don't have, he'll make it. He's El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. When we accept Jesus, we don't have to settle for the world's system of finances. When we worship God through giving, we don't have problems with lack. Yep. Just saying it the way it is.
Well, that's because the Word says when we give to God, we're going to get back more than we gave. In Luke 6:38, in the Classic Amplified, Luke 6:38 says, give and the gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and used as a bag? With the measure you deal out, with the measure you use when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you.
I like the translation of that.
Yeah.
Money that you give may leave your hand, but it never leaves your life.
That's right.
Every seed you sow into kingdom business is deposited in your heavenly bank account and draws immediate returns. In searching the scriptures, I think each of us will agree that it's much better to have treasures in heaven than to have stuff that has to be cleaned, protected, and insured.
There you go.
As the Word of God says, where your treasure is reveals where your heart is. I believe when we really give in faith, it has to come back. It may not come back immediately or in money, but it comes back. There are absolutes, which Jesus taught in the Word. Jesus taught that we receive from God according to the seeds we sow. Jesus taught we receive from God according to the righteous life we live. He taught that we receive from God by helping the widows and the orphans. He taught that we receive from Him by helping others meet their needs. He taught that we receive God's abundant and eternal life by accepting Jesus as our Savior. Jesus taught that we receive from God, healing from God, and deliverance for our faith.
Because it says over in Matthew 9, verse 28, it says in the Classic Amplified, then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith and trust and reliance on the power invested in me, be it done to you. Therefore, unless we believe that God will provide for our needs, we probably shouldn't even expect much. In Philippians 4:19, Philippians 4, verse 19, New Living Translation, it says, "And this God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus." And consequently, we won't receive much either unless we choose to believe that our circumstances or can change according to the Word of God.
That God can change our, He can change our circumstances.
That's right.
By the Word.
By the Word, and by acting on the Word and standing on the Word. In Proverbs 4, 20 through 22, says a lot here. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22 says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears unto my words. Incline thine ear to and to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh." What that says to me is you got to know the word to claim it.
That's it.
Let's look at it in the same scripture, 4:20 through 22, in the New Living Translation. It says, "My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body."
So we can choose to look and meditate on the Word. Well, we can choose to look and meditate on the world.
There you go.
Or we can choose to observe the Word of God.
Amen.
Which is life, the world's death.
That's what we talked about in the very beginning. He said, choose, for heaven's sakes, choose life.
Choose not only life, but choose a life worth living.
Amen.
Final scripture, Proverbs 3:2.
I love this scripture.
Classic Amplified. "For length of days and years of life
worth living,
and tranquility inward and outward,
and continuing through old age
till death, these shall they add to you."
I like it.
Today, we can choose to live a life worth living, but we need to choose well.
Yes, choose well.
Choose well.
Amen.
Well, just a couple of days before our Labor Day day of prayer and victory.
Amen.
Praying for you to have a job, a better job, increasing benefits, bonus, promotions.
A lot of the
new sales, if you're in your own business, increase in retirement and investment income.
Amen.
Just go to HaroldHerring.com, click the button. Well, go to HaroldHerring.com/
yes,
Labor Day, and complete the form with the information we need. And we'll pray for you specifically on every single thing you mention. We'll call it out before the throne of God on Labor Day.
Amen.
And if you don't do internet, then you can go to dial 817-222-0011, 817-222-0011. When the recording stops, leave us a message, but be concise and specific.
Please.
Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.